an aerial view of a university campus.
There's a concept called comparative oncology, and that's essentially looking at cancer biology, treatment, and diagnosis in multiple species. And generally what that implies is looking at cancer biology and treatment in our companions, our pet dogs and cats, and in humans, and seeing where the differences and the similarities are, and kind of use all the information to come up and accelerate moving forward with novel therapies, essentially. Well, the University of Wisconsin has a long history, almost since inception, being very cooperative with other institutions of higher learning and between departments within this particular university. For example, our School of Veterinary Medicine, our cancer researchers and clinicians work very closely with the Carbone Human Cancer Center housed in the School of Medicine here in Public Health. For example, the tomotherapy radiation therapy unit that is a marriage between a CAT scanner and a linear accelerator was developed here at the University of Wisconsin, and the very first patients were actually veterinary patients, pet dogs with nasal tumors, because it's a difficult cancer to treat with radiation therapy because it sits right next to the brain and between the eyes, and so we have to spare the eyes and the brain while still delivering a high dose of radiation therapy. So that technology all came out of the University of Wisconsin and now has resulted in our radiation machines present throughout the world based on this technology and through the initial investigation in pet dogs with nasal tumors. So we have a significant amount of research going on that we do in conjunction with the Carbone Cancer Center, the Human Cancer Center here, with an eye to helping both species.
School of Veterinary Medicine, University of Wisconsin-Madison. A dog lays on a beach with the evening sun bathing its golden fur in a warm glow.